busy. What it do? Alright, so, man, I've just been working, trying to get the deals done. In the process, I came across something that stood out to me over the last couple of weeks, right? In my absence, that I ain't been recording the show. Alright, gross and net, alright? That's what we're talking about today. And before I press record on this show, I heard a commercial, and it was an Arby's commercial, and it said, unless you're on the boat, nobody's excited about fish, right? All right. So that just, that gave me extra fuel for the gross and net comparison in business. All right. Gross is how much money you actually make. Net is what you make after your expenses. Got that? Gross is how much money you actually make. Net is how much money you make after your expenses. Alright, so in the business that I'm in, everybody wants to pay you out of net. You know, they want to pay the talent out of the net expenses, not the gross expenses. Not how much money you make overall. Is after all the money they've spent and everything, they want to pay you out of the last $10 that they actually make. Come on, you know, or $100, $100,000, but they don't want to make you, they don't want to pay you out of the million or $100 million or $10 million that they actually made, right? And total, they want to say, all right, well, like a company like Coca-Cola, the production cost would be $1 million. Then you have advertising budget would be $5 million and $6 million. And then they make $10 million. So they made $10 million, but their net would be $4 million. But they don't want to make you, they don't want to pay you because you were the talent to help Coca-Cola make a whole $10 million. They only want to pay you out of a $4 million budget. And that's why, you know, that's the industry standard though. Net, to pay you out of net, not gross. But I just feel like it has to be a change because especially when you use talent to do a show, I mean, or a talent to sell a product or talent to do anything, you can't pay the person out of net because they helped you go from zero to 100 and you only want to pay them from 60 to 100. I don't think that's fair, man. I don't, man. That's kind of absurd to me because I helped you go from zero to 100. Now, you, yeah, of course, you're the company. You spent the money on the marketing, your TV commercial, the materials and everything. But you put my face on every bit of that material. You put, you know, you use my brand, you use my logo, you use me on every bit of material that you spent. You used it. You used me to help make that money, make every cent back that you spent. I was a part of it. So I should be paid out of the gross, not the net. You know, like, that's just, you know, but they've made that an industry standard, just like all industry standards, and made it something that's acceptable. And I don't feel like it's something that should be accepted any longer. Or, I mean, depending on how much money it is, because you're talking about $1 million. If it's one of your projects, then, hey, take it. But sometimes you gotta look at the bigger picture because they always throw the expenses. Hey, we sitting on this side of the desk and we spend $6 million and they only made $10 million. It's a $4 million profit margin, but you use me to get from $0 to $10 million. So why shouldn't I be paid out of gross? You get it? You feel me? So that's something. You know, I just want to put on everybody's mind, man. Don't be scared to look at the gross. If they only going to pay you out of net, then do net work, right? Don't put me on all the flies. Don't put me on all the marketing material. Don't put me on the commercial. Don't have me promoted either. Just let me come do the net portion of the job. And let me just come entertain. Don't, when it's the Super Bowl commercial, don't advertise Justin Timberlake playing and performing at the halftime show. You know, like, don't, if it's a concert, Jay-Z concert, don't advertise that Jay-Z's going to be performing. Just say, it's a concert. And, you know, you get what you get out of it. But you can't pay a person out of the net portion and then expect them to just be like, then use them all the way through the ladder. Like, hey, we're going to use Jay-Z's performing, Justin Timberlake performing at halftime. This person's doing this person doing that. And you just like letting them go. Get paid out of the gross, because you use me through the gross. Blood, sweat, and tears all the way through the gross. Get paid out of the gross. I just think that's fair, because, or a percentage. You ain't got to get, of course, everything is down to percentages. Just get paid a percentage of the gross. All right, Cat Steal Your Stories, available on all streaming platforms, man. RedBottomWink.com. I'm busy, man. Check it out, man. Remember, tell your friends to subscribe to the show. We talking. It's talk radio. This ain't about music. This ain't about nothing. This is talk radio. It's the corner office view. Thank you for listening, man. We out here, man. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.